When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
DaBaby asked a judge to reconsider his decision not to postpone the upcoming civil trial over an alleged assault. The controversial rapper claimed his lawyer has a life-threatening and rare disease that has left him unable to work. According to court documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, the rapper pleaded with the Los Angeles Superior Court judge to rethink the order denying the request to push the September 3rd trial date. As we previously reported, DaBaby was sued by a 65-year-old man named Gary Pagar over an alleged assault. Pagar said he leased his LA pad to DaBaby and his associates in 2020. He said DaBaby agreed not to have more than 12 people at the home. The suit said despite the promise, DaBaby decided to shoot a music video at the home and had over 40 people at the pad. Pagar said he learned about the shoot and rushed over to the home. He said he confronted DaBaby but the rapper chased him into the home. He claimed DaBaby punched him in the face and knocked out several of his teeth. The homeowner said he called the police, but DaBaby fled the scene before they arrived. The lawsuit demanded unspecified damages for the man's alleged injuries and damage to his home. DaBaby was charged with felony battery over the incident. The civil lawsuit has dragged on for months due to the criminal case yet to be resolved. Recently, Pagar said he was tired of waiting around and demanded the September trial date not be moved. DaBaby argued his lawyers had scheduling conflicts and asked for it to be pushed. The court denied the motion despite DaBaby's lawyer claiming he had medical issues too. Nor will the court consider counsel's medical issues as an additional ground to continue the trial, as counsel chose to leave that information out of the moving papers and still has other trials scheduled out of state at the same time. If counsel discuss the medical issue and reach a stipulation on that basis, the court would entertain that stipulation. But that is an issue for another day, the order read. Now, DaBaby asked that the judge reconsider the decision. He claimed his lawyer, who was previously diagnosed with a life-threatening and rare disease, was instructed by his medical team that his prognosis regressed, and that he must undergo sustained aggressive treatment and several surgeries that will make him physically unable to work until April 2025. He said the lawyer was previously instructed by his medical providers that he could return to work in September 2024, but that prognosis changed on March 27, 2024. He asked the judge to push the trial to allow his lawyer time to recover.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.